Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to look at a question. It's kind of interesting, and a lot of people ask this question, and that question is this. Out of curiosity, they ask the question, is it possible for there to have been human beings before Adam and his progeny? Obviously, we know based upon what we're told in religion that Adam was the father of humanity, and we are all children of Adam and Eve, and the human beings today are from the progeny of Adam. But the question remains, the question arises, is that was there an Adam, or were there human beings before Adam or not? The answer to this question, obviously, a question that's kind of tied up with a certain anthropological findings that, have occurred recently. And maybe it would be good for to analyze this question from that point of view as well. But today, we're going to look at this question from a religious point of view and examine some of the traditions which have been related with respect to this. There are numerous traditions which indicate the fact that there were human beings before Hazrat Adam, before Adam, the father of humanity. Imam Sadiq is reported to have said that you might think that God Almighty has not created a human being other than you. This is wrong, because there were thousands and thousands of Adams who were created, and you are from the progeny of the last of these. This is one tradition which indicates this. Also, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has been reported to have said that God Almighty, from the time that God Almighty created the earth, He created seven worlds in it. And these worlds were never empty of human beings. Progenies came after progenies, and for each one of them, there was a world after a world, until in the end, Adam, the father of humanity, was created, and his progeny, branched off from him. Also, and this is interesting, that a lot of the Mufassirin, a lot of the Quranic commentators have said that one of the reasons why the angels objected to the creation of Adam was possibly because in the earth at that time there were other human beings, or perhaps before this, a while before this, the creation of Adam, there were other beings similar to human beings, or even human beings, which these angels had seen, and they had witnessed their character and the evils that these human beings had. And because of that, they objected to the creation of Adam. In Surah Baqarah, verse 30, God Almighty relates this where He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا. The angel said to God, Will you create or place in it, in the earth, somebody who will corrupt in it, will corrupt it or will be corrupt in it and will shed blood? This is perhaps an indication that they were aware of and they had seen beings previous to Adam who had done this. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the question of whether there were human beings before humanity or not. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.